This prayer experience is based on John chapter 17, the prayer of Jesus. We'll be focusing today on contemplative prayer, praying with the Word. So I encourage you today to have your Bible with you, to hold your Bible, to read the words as we contemplate. I will lead you through the entire exercise of contemplation, and then hopefully you'll be able to do this on your own, to read the word very slowly, and to spend time contemplating whatever God speaks to you and resting in that silence. After we do this entire exercise of contemplation, I encourage you to spend more time in silence yourself, to try to experience contemplation on your own, to pray with the Word of God, and let yourself truly dwell with Him and just be in His presence. So John chapter 17, verses 1 through 26, the prayer of Jesus. When Jesus had said this, He raised His eyes to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Give glory to your Son, so that your Son may glorify you. Just as you gave Him authority over all people, so that He may give eternal life to all you gave Him. Now this is eternal life, that they should know you, Now this is eternal life, that they should know you, Now this is eternal life, that they should know you, the only true God, and the one whom you sent, Jesus Christ." I glorified you on earth by accomplishing the work that you gave me to do. Now, glorify me, Father, glorify me, Father, glorify me, Father, glorify me, Father. Now glorify me, Father, with you. Glorify me, Father, with you. Glorify me, Father, with you. With the glory that I had with you before the world began, I revealed your name to those whom you gave me out of the world. They belonged to you, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you gave me is from you. Because the words you gave to me, I have given to them, and they accepted them and truly understood that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I pray for them. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for the ones you have given me, because they are yours, and everything of mine is yours, and everything of yours is mine, and I have been glorified in them. I have been glorified in them. I have been glorified in them. And now I will no longer be in the world, but they are in the world, while I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name, that you have given me, so that they may be one, just as we are. So that they may be one, just as we are. So that they may be one, just as we are. When I was with them, I protected them in your name that you gave me. And I guarded them, and none of them was lost except the son of destruction, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you. I speak this in the world so that they may share my joy completely. 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 I speak this in the world so that they may share my joy completely. I gave them your word, and the world hated them, because they do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. I do not ask you to take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in the truth. Consecrate them in the truth. Consecrate them in the truth. Your word is truth. Your word is truth. Your word is truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I send them into the world, and I consecrate myself for them, so that they also may be consecrated in the truth. I pray not only for them, but also for those who will believe in me through their word. I pray not only for them, but also for those who will believe in me through their word. I pray not only for them, but also for those who will believe in me through their word. So that they may all be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you. So that they may all be one as you, Father, are in me. And I in you. So that they may all be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us. That they also may be in us. That they also may be in us. That the world may believe that you sent me. And I have given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me. I in them and you in me. I in them and you in me. I have given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be brought to perfection as one, that the world may know that you sent me and that you loved them, even as you loved me. Father, they are your gift to me. Father, they are your gift to me. Father, 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 they are your gift to me. I wish that where I am, they also may be with me. That they may see my glory that you gave me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world also does not know you, but I know you, and they know that you sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will make it known that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them. That the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them. Spend the rest of your time now in silent contemplation, and then journal your experience.